You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. Let me begin by congratulating you warmly on your assumption as President of the Preparatory Committee for the Fifth Review Conference. I assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation during this session. I would also like to thank the Implementation Support Unit of the CCW for their integral role in enabling our discussions. We believe that the Fifth Review Conference will provide states parties with a valuable opportunity to evaluate the achievements made so far and to renew their commitments to the Convention and its protocols. Japan supports a flexible approach in this preparatory meeting suggested by the President. That approach allows us to complete the work of Main Committee 1 as much as possible to ensure that there is sufficient time to complete the work of Main Committee 2 and any outstanding issues during the one-week review conference. Madam President, Japan welcomes Bahrain and Côte d'Ivoire as new high contracting parties. This demonstrates clear progress toward universalization, which is a key to ensuring the maximum effect of the Convention. Japan welcomes the continued efforts by present and past CCW presidents to that end. Japan urges all states not party to the CCW to accede to it without delay. For its part, Japan has made universalization efforts by seizing relevant opportunities, especially through bilateral meetings with Southeast Asian countries. It would be a suitable approach to recommend those states not party to ratify only acceptable protocols as the first step if it is difficult to ratify all protocols. Japan remains firmly committed to the CCW. In this respect, we would like to stress the importance of compliance with the provisions of the Convention and its protocols, and to encourage, in particular, the submission of the annual compliance reports. Madam President, with regard to the issue of lethal autonomous weapons system, we commend the leadership of Ambassador Biondino of Germany for leading the 2015 and 2016 discussions. Japan fully supports the recommendation of the informal meeting in April. We are of the view that the GGE should consider the following: identification of characteristics and elaboration of a working definition of laws, and application of international law by taking into account different perspectives in the context of laws, as well as the potential development and deployment of laws. We consider the contribution of civil society as an essential part of the work of the CCW, which also plays an important role for the effective implementation and improvement of international humanitarian law. We support continued participation of civil society in the CCW in accordance with its rules of procedure. Finally, Madam President, in closing, I would like to assure you of Japan's full support and commitment to the CCW as we work towards achieving its goals. Thank you, Madam President.